Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Couple of announcements. Keep a couple gentlemen in your prayers. They're going to be at Abbott on Tuesday. Your Bible class on Tuesday, if you don't have it. Wednesday we'll have our Bible class at 7 o'clock. Does anybody else have any announcements? Yes.
All the permits have come in for our sign, so with any luck, next Saturday we'll start taking the old sign down and installing the new one.
And you said last week you might want to make an announcement about what's around the sign again?
With what?
The plants around the sign.
Oh, yeah. There's, I don't know, half a dozen or so plants that are along the sign. So if anybody wants those plants, we dig those up. I'll put them in bags, or if you're going by and want some, but we need to get rid of those.
Anything else?
Ladies say Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
No? Mm-hmm. Is this still going to be May?
Still May,
yeah.
Thursday.
Still
May. This next Thursday. A week from Thursday.
You be there.
I'll be there twice.
Please rise as we begin with our first hymn. Our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and innocent spirit of sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Continue with the intro printed in your bulletin. The voice of singing, declare this with a shout of joy to the end of the earth. Alleluia.
The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Alleluia.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth.
Sing the glory of his name.
I cried to him with my mouth,
and high praise was on my tongue.
Truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God.
Because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
With a voice of singing, declare this with a shout of joy to the end of the earth. Alleluia.
The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Alleluia.
Oh. holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Confessional reading is off the sacrament of the altar from the Catechism. Who then receives such sacrament worthily? Fasting and bodily preparation are indeed a fine outward training. But he is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words given and shed for you for remission of sins. But he that does not believe these words or doubts is unworthy and unprepared for the words for you require all hearts to believe. The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is from the 21st chapter of Numbers, beginning with verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, the second chapter beginning with verse 1. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia,
Alleluia. Alleluia. God is the Son of the Lord, the Lord is the Son of the Lord. He ascended on high, leading the host of captives into your train. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 16th chapter of St. John, beginning with verse 23. And in that day, you will ask nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. That day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need of anyone to should question you. By this we believe that you come forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered each to his own and will leave me alone. And yet not I alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Here endeth the gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again in glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism of the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn. based off of John 16, specifically verse 24. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. And then the Lord's Prayer. Ask and you shall receive it. Pray and take comfort in Christ. Please be seated. The grace, grace, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. Dear saints in Christ, in Numbers 21, the people of Israel grumbled against God and Moses in the wilderness. So then God sent fiery serpents to bite them, and it killed many of them. Since the people were too afraid to cry out to God directly, they asked Moses to pray for them. God commanded Moses to make a fiery serpent and put it on a pole, so that whoever was bitten could look at the bronze serpent and live. Moses did this, and many were saved. The people were afraid to speak to God directly, so they asked Moses to be their mediator. Nevertheless, the prophet Isaiah foretold of a day when God would answer his people before they called, and while they were yet still speaking, he would hear. In other words, God promised that his people could pray to him directly and he would answer them. It is that day which Jesus speaks of in the gospel reading, when God will make a new heaven and a new earth, when he will establish his holy Christian church here on earth through the crucifixion and resurrection of his dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, when Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, he not only foreshadowed how Christ would be lifted up for the sins of all people, so that whoever believes in him will be saved, he also foreshadowed a day when the people would ask the Father directly through Christ Jesus, who was crucified for their sins. Jesus tells his disciples and you that the day will come when you will not ask him to speak to the Father for you, but you will ask the Father directly. And whatever you ask of the Father in Jesus' name, he will give to you. It's no longer like the people of Israel in the Old Testament who asked Moses or the high priest or one of the Old Testament prophets to pray for them. No, in the New Testament church, you pray directly to the Father because Christ has been crucified for your sins, risen from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and is now interceding for you. This is what St. Paul says to the Christians in Rome. Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. You do not need to ask Jesus to pray on your behalf, because before you even think to pray, Christ Jesus is already interceding for you for the sake of his suffering and his death, which atones for your sins and appeases to God. Before you call out to God the Father, Christ is already calling out for you. Before you pray to the Father, he's already listening for the sake of his Son. So it is for those who live in the new heavens and the new earth, the Holy Christian Church, which is established by the blood of Christ. You are currently living in that day through faith in that blood. Jesus not only teaches you to pray directly to the Father, but he begins teaching you how to pray the Lord's Prayer. You begin the Lord's Prayer with, "Our Father who art in heaven." Now, this prayer cannot be prayed without faith in Christ Jesus, God's own Son. But because he who makes constant intercession for you before the Father invites you to pray in this way, you are confident And you are bold to pray to God as dear children ask their dear father. As you remember from Catechism, the seven petitions in which you ask God to take care of three things: the Holy Christian Church, your body, and your soul. The first three petitions teach you to pray for Christ's church. Hallowed be thy name means that you are praying that God's word be taught in its truth and purity, and that you as children of God would also lead holy lives according to it. You also pray that God would protect you from false teachers by praying, thy kingdom come. You pray that God would send his Holy Spirit so that you believe that the Holy Word and lead godly lives here in time and thereafter in eternity. Thy will be done means that you pray that God would break and hinder every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and your sinful nature, which fights against God's name and his kingdom. So in other words, you pray that God would place you firmly in the new heaven and the new earth, where God answers the prayers before you even ask them. He does this by creating faith in your hearts, by the preaching of his word, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus says that he will speak to them plainly and not in figures of speech. In the Holy Christian Church, Christ speaks the gospel clearly, so you may have faith in him and ask the Father in his name. This is why it is so wrong to pit prayer against the means of grace. People often say that you don't need to go to church because they can pray anywhere. But the first thing Jesus teaches you to pray for is that you would go to church and hear the word taught clearly and faithfully. When you pray, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, you are praying that the Holy Spirit would guide your pastor to preach truthfully, clearly, and powerfully, that your heart may be elevated to hear and accept the word of God from his mouth. You cannot pray to the Father except through faith in Christ. And St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. The fourth petition teaches you to pray for your bodies. Because you live in this world and constantly feel the woes of the flesh, most of your prayers fall under the fourth petition for daily bread. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and the needs of this body. This includes the elderly, sick, and pregnant women, as well as prayers for the government, travelers, and farmers, prayers for marriages, your children's future marriages, for good friends and neighbors, and the like. Of course, God gives daily bread to everyone without your prayers, even to all evil people. But you pray in this petition so that you would realize this and receive your daily bread with thanksgiving. Now, this may seem like a small thing, but consider the people of Israel, how they complain. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, and there is no water, and we loathe this worthless food. There is no food, and we loathe this food? Doesn't that sound like children? I'm hungry. Eat your vegetables. But I don't want the vegetables. But adults are the same way. They just don't have their parents telling them to be thankful for what they've got. But you should learn to be hungry and grateful for what the Lord provides you by being constant and content with what the Lord has provided with you. You can focus more on God's kingdom, which is eternal, and have greater confidence that God will answer your prayers. Now the fifth through the seventh petitions teach you to pray for your souls. You are taught in your catechism that you deserve nothing for which you pray, because of your sin. For this reason, you must daily pray that God would forgive your sins. Why do bad things happen? Well, you cannot determine that people who suffer greatly suffer more than others. Suffering is always an opportunity for self-reflection, for repentance. The children of Israel were plagued by fiery serpents because they grumbled against the Lord and Moses instead of being grateful for the food and water God provided for them in the wilderness. This is why the people were afraid to call out to God. They knew their sin, and they were afraid to call to God on account of their sin. This is why, in order to pray to God, you must believe in and receive the forgiveness of sins. Your sin is the greatest danger to your souls. So you must daily pray that God would forgive you. And as a sign of your faith in God's forgiveness, you must forgive one another, knowing that the forgiveness you take brings comfort to you from God as offered it all. Nevertheless, being forgiven is not enough as long as you live in this world. You must also daily pray that God will lead you out of temptation. For although you stand forgiven, you know that the devil, the world, and your own sinful nature, your treasonous, sinful flesh, will in the next moment draw you to guilt and to shame. The final two petitions stand together, because it is the evil one, Satan, who leads you into temptation, so that you will fall into disbelief, despair, and finally unbelief, and thus hell. Nevertheless, you must again consider the children of Israel in the wilderness. They asked Moses to pray to God to take away the snakes from them. Did you notice that God did not take away the snakes? Instead, he provided a remedy for the snake bites, so that when they were bitten, they could flee to the cross and could be saved. The saints' snakes represent the many temptations and evils of this world, which daily plague you. You pray that God would take them away from you, but often God tells you that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And so you must carry on with the fiery serpents all around you. Still, your awareness of these serpents draws you constantly to look to Jesus, lifted up for you as your advocate before God the Father. You see, it is only through Jesus that you can find the forgiveness of sins. It is only through Jesus that you can find aid against temptation and every evil. Jesus is that balm for your soul which heals and strengthens you. So then when the world assails you and causes you to doubt and lust and every evil vice, flee to prayer and pray for your soul, that God would forgive you for Christ's sake and grant you every good thing by grace, that he would lead you to out of temptation and deliver you from Satan. And not simply say a quick prayer and then rush back into the thicket. No, keep on praying until the temptation passes. Set your eyes on Christ and on his crucifixion until Satan flees from you. Jesus says in the gospel reading from this morning, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." Remember, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. Amen means that is saying that this is a trustworthy saying, that it is sure. This is why you close your prayers with the word Amen. Because you believe that what you ask, you shall receive. Because you know that Christ is no liar. Neither is anything impossible with Him. By your prayer with our Father, you are confessing that you have faith in Christ Jesus. Because no one can come to the Father except through Christ. And then by closing your prayer with the word Amen, you declare your faith that God will give you whatever you ask. To say Amen while doubting is to take God's name in vain. So whenever you say Amen, you need to say it in sincerity and in faith. The word Amen should teach you to pay close attention to what you pray for and to take comfort in Christ's promise to give it to you. Dear saints in Christ, through faith in Jesus, you currently dwell in the new heaven and the new earth. You live in that day when whatever you ask of the Father in Christ's name, He will give it to you. So ask. This is your greatest power and privilege. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Father, you have redeemed your servant Jacob and gathered your church. Help us to declare, proclaim, and utter this great salvation in speech and song to the very ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, you threaten to punish all those who break your commandments. To the grumbling and unfaithful people of Israel, you sent poisonous serpents. They tested Christ and were destroyed. Instruct us by these examples that we may not follow them in their desire for evil, but live in God-pleasing lives as the ends of the age approaches. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed Lord, by your Holy Spirit, inspire your people in their homes, occupations, and lives to follow your word, that we may show our holy religion sincerely and in all that we do. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, receive our supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all civil authorities and servants in high positions. Give them the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus, our mediator, whose death is the ransom for all. Bless also their exercise of power for the common good, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Owen, Josephine, Mark, Carol, Therese, and David. Continue by your word and spirit that they may faithfully keep the covenant into which they have been called, and boldly confess their Savior, and finally share with all your saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, for our learning you have written of Israel, of their impatient complaint against you, and of their punishment. Instruct our hearts to trust you through all our trials. Bless Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Mo, Denny, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, Pastor Jansen, the Vicar Langton family, and the Leslie family, and all who struggle among us. Fix their eyes upon Christ, their Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you graciously provide for us with the gift of Christ's very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Grant us repentance and faith that we may commune this day, and that we may receive his precious gifts. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, like the children of Israel, we are strangers and pilgrims in this wilderness of this world. Remind us that our citizenship is in heaven, and that we desire a better heavenly country. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let's continue with hymn 307.
Oh,
polite and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Christ, our Lamb of God. risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome. Take, eat. This is the true body of your risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of your risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of your Jesus Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your soul. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep in your baptismal grace. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink. True blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Of this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin.
Drink. This is the true blood.
The true body of Christ,
Savior Jesus Christ,
given into death for your sin.
Shed for the remission of your sin.
Take, eat. The true body of Christ, given into death for your sin.
Our Lord and Savior
Jesus Christ. Take, eat. The true body of Christ, given into death for your sin.
Please rise and we continue with the new commitments. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we beseech thee of thy mercy, that thou wouldst strengthen us to the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. And pray in the common table prayer and returning thanks. Come, Lord
Jesus, hear our guests, and let these gifts to us be blessed.
Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.